right. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is August 4th, and we're going to do this in only 15 minutes so that you know what's moving the markets. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
Well, let's see. Let's first take a look at what happened yesterday. So here we have the S&P 500, and the S&P 500 made new record highs again, right? So if you look at a 5-minute chart of yesterday, we basically see the full story. In the morning, we opened a little bit higher, dipped, but then for the remainder of the day, it was just up, up and away, right? So what's happening here? COVID, I don't know, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, good point. It's, as we mentioned this week, earnings, there's jobs, and there's the Delta variant. So shaking off some Delta variant concerns, possibly, but a pretty quick reversal after that rocky start. I wouldn't necessarily say rocky start, but after the dip in the morning, just finished at highs of the day. So new record close for the S&P.
Yeah, looking at the NASDAQ, not quite. And it's really interesting because we have new COVID restrictions pretty much popping up all over the place, because right now, New York City is requiring proof of vaccination for entry to restaurants, gyms, and some other events. And we also hear from a lot of private companies that they are imposing new restrictions. For example, I heard, did you see this, that Tyson Food will require all of its 120,000 employees to be vaccinated. So kind of crazy. And also JP Morgan is reevaluating his back to the office policies.
Yeah, and I see that continuing to be the case. The, you know, the vaccination has proved to help, and it's now being part of the workplace, whether you like it or not.
All right, let's take a look at the markets this morning, because this morning we have a different picture. We actually see that the markets are pointing to a lower start. So I'm looking here at the futures markets of the S&P 500, the E-mini S&P, and it's down 0.3%, the NASDAQ down 0.1%, the Dow actually down 0.4%. So all three major indices are pointing to a lower open.
Yeah, and you know, Marcus, we actually saw overnight that things started to slide about an hour ago, maybe a little bit more. But there also was some disappointing news. We had ADP jobs, which represents jobs in the private sector, huge miss compared to the numbers that analysts expected. So 330,000 jobs added in July, and the expectation was 695,000. So that's a big difference.
That is, and you talked about it earlier. This week, the three things that are in focus are earnings, COVID, especially the Delta variant, and jobs. So on Friday is the all-important jobs report, where we'll hear how the economy did in July. But here we already have an early indication that it might actually not be as good as the Fed and others would hope.
Yeah, Friday's the biggie for sure. That's the one that everybody's paying attention to. But like you said, it is possible that there's some foreshadowing here of what's to come.
Yeah. All right, let's see. So here we go. What's moving the markets? Or We had, oh, let's, you know what, before we go anywhere, let's talk about Robinhood. I mean, Hood.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, we gotta cover this. Because Robinhood started trading, when? A few days ago, last week. And last week, they started trading at $38. And at first, they dipped. They dipped down to as low as almost $33 here. And then yesterday, a huge, massive jump of 24%. And it seems that pre-market, this continues up another 14% this morning. So holy cannoli. I mean, this is unexpected, because most of the time when we see IPOs, we see that, look at Coinbase or others, that at first they go down. And so did Robinhood. But then on day four, on trading day four, boom, this massive explosion. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, this is, it's kind of wild, because on its first day, I read, I wish I had the number for sure, but I want to say that I read that it was the worst start for an IPO of its size. So finishing lower, I think it was down 8% on that first day from where it picked up. It got off to a rough start. And I know that there was that deal with Robinhood shareholders, how they were getting access to some of the IPO pricing, which was a little unique, something that isn't normal for the industry. And when I looked at those numbers, it didn't seem like many Robinhood traders had actually participated in that. But recently, things are taking off. Big day yesterday, and then up again pre-market, like you said, Marcus. And I thought I read that JP Morgan or another, oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
It was on
Not
Fidelity. It was on Fidelity where it was a top
okay.
traded stock. And then we also had last night Jim Cramer chiming in, making some positive comments there. And I mean, we know Jim Cramer and Mad Money. A lot of people are watching it. And when Jim Cramer says, buy, 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 or whatever he says, I'm not watching it. But this is where probably this morning, this is why we see the spike up another almost 14%. So let's see. I also heard that it was mentioned on Wall Street Bets or on some Reddit forum. So it
Okay.
might actually become a meme stock. We'll keep an eye on this and we'll keep you posted over the next few days of what's happening here. Really super, super interesting.
Yeah,
Hey, talking about meme stocks, let's talk about a few other meme stocks. You wanna? Or do you want it to
sure.
add
No,
something to
I was just
Robinhood?
gonna say, although the meme stock thing possible, but I know that a lot of Robinhood traders were upset about GameStop when the whole meme thing began. So anyway, we'll see. But
Yeah.
yeah, you have AMC up.
AMC, I have AMC up. So AMC, it seems that the interest is fizzling. They report earnings next week, I believe. So we'll see what happens there. But if you look at the chart, we see that it's trading pretty much towards the lower levels that we had in 2 months here. So we'll see. And then we can also take a look at GameStop also here. It seems that the interest in GameStop is fizzling out because we have been basically moving lower for the past 2 months. Surprisingly, the only meme stock that is really doing well is Nokia. I mean, weren't they a meme stock as well? I mean, look at this. They are just up and away. So a little bit
Wow.
under the radar because not as many people are talking about Nokia. Do you say Nokia or Nokia?
I always said Nokia, but
Nokia,
I don't
right?
know
Yeah, that's what I thought.
where
But
we're
here, I mean, this went from what, $4 to now $6.28. So it's not doubling and tripling, but it seems to be a steady up move that we see here. It's one of the meme stocks.
Yeah, that catches me by surprise. I haven't really paid attention to this one. Hey,
Yeah.
some earnings, Marcus. General
Earnings.
Motors.
Yeah, but let's just in general, I mean, thus far, we see that 89% of earnings report have beaten forecasts. And I think you mentioned it last week already. This is the highest ever based on the data that Factsheet, is it Factsheet that's releasing the data?
FactSet.
FactSet. Okay. Anyhow, since they are tracking it, it's the highest. Everybody seems to be beating profit forecasts. So, but not GM, it seems.
Yeah, they're getting a little hit pre-market. They had an earnings miss, $1.97 a share versus a 223 estimate. They did beat revenue forecasts, down over 4% pre-market, and they also raised their forecast for the rest of the year. So you could spin it either way, but right now traders aren't liking earnings for GM.
All right.
Another company, CVS.
Yep. Oops.
CVS also taking a hit pre-market. Now, they did have an earnings beat. They reported $2.42 a share versus $2.06, also a revenue beat. Same store sales were up 12.3%. The company also said that they're raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour, but for whatever reason, CVS is taking a little bit of a hit. Now, I know that the last earnings, CVS said that they were really benefiting from vaccinations. People would go to CVS for a vaccination, they would shop around, and so that improved sales. So it could be that it was 70% of the US population now having a vaccination or at least one. that traders might be thinking that some of that revenue could be dipping. Well, that's just speculation.
Who else do you have?
Another one. Let's look at KHC, Kraft Heinz.
Yep. Here we go.
So they're
Brought it
down a
up.
little bit. Another earnings beat, 78 cents versus 72 cents expected. They had a revenue beat as well, and they say that there continues to be strong demand for snacks and packaged meals.
Yeah, and yet the market, it's down 1%. This is where it's so difficult, right? I mean, it's not the earnings report that is moving the stock. It's the reaction of traders to this report that is moving it. And I mean, even if they beat earnings, if they're not beating it by as much as other companies, this is why they could be down. And that's really the weird thing, right? I mean, they're doing good. As I said, they beat they increased their earnings, they increased their profits, and yet they're down. Anyhow, let's take a look at a
Well,
few others.
and with any when any stock that you buy, it's what do you expect to happen in the future, right? So earnings could have been good in the past, but if traders don't have confidence that it's going to continue to move higher, then there could be some selling. So that's where sometimes you get mixed messages for sure. There was
Yeah.
also Lyft.
Lift. There we go. All right, lift
So they
slightly down. What happened there?
yeah, they reported a loss of 5 cents, but a loss of 24 cents a share was expected. They
Oh.
also had better revenue, and their big claim to fame this quarter was that they saw profits before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization.
Ooh,
Not
okay.
counting those things, they had some profits. Something they've been
Well,
trying to do.
all right. Who else reported?
Match Group, MTCH. So this
Yep.
is that dating service company, including Tinder. They reported 40 cents versus a 46 cent estimate, so a little worse than expected. They said that in the US, they saw revenue rising with vaccination rates increasing. So it looks like people are swiping right and left again
It seems
with
so.
vaccines on the rise, but they lagged in overseas markets.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have one more? And then I want to talk about Bitcoin because there were some news yesterday.
Yeah. Might as well bring up Caesar.
Yeah. Caesar
CZR.
Entertainment. So, Vegas. Is Vegas open for business again? How is Caesars doing?
It looks like it. Caesar, they reported 34 cents a share versus an 18 cent loss that was expected. So they that's big. That's big. And they said that they're earnings were helped out significantly by a strong Las Vegas market. So people heading back to Vegas.
Right. So Bitcoin had kind of a big day yesterday, although it's not reflected in the prices yet. But yesterday, SEC Chair Gary Gensler had a big speech on cryptos yesterday, and he actually said he's intrigued by the technology, so that's good. But he also said he wants to have more regulations to protect investors. And we know that the SEC, that is the agency that can impose regulations for investors. But I think it's kind of a good news that Gensler said, yeah, you know what? I'm intrigued about the technology. So I mean, he had a longer speech, but it can be summed up in two words, which is basically, hey, it's a speculative investment. So he seems to lean towards letting the industry grow, but under a little bit more supervision. So I thought that this would be big news for Bitcoin, but it seems that traders and investors here think, yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. So it's good that the SEC kind of acknowledged cryptos and say, okay, so we will no longer crack down on crypto. So we will let the industry grow. It is a speculative investment. I mean, that's better than saying it's a scam, right? Obviously. So, and saying, okay, let's impose a few rules so that it is not getting out of control. And he actually said that the traders and investors should like the idea that he wants to have a little bit more rules to make it more secure, more safe. I mean, it is the technology secure and safe, but I think just the reputation that cryptocurrencies might have, right, for being used for malicious payments? I don't know. So I think it's overall good
Sure.
news for cryptos.
Agreed. A little hard to digest, and that's what the market is showing, but I agree. It could be positive.
All right. Well, this already wraps up today's stock market news in 50 minutes or
Yeah.
less. There we go. Keep in mind,
Time flies
always
when you're having fun.
trade what you see, not what you think. Hey, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.